Oftentimes there is the question raised as to how it is that a person of faith, a person like you and like me, can truly grow in holiness and can truly come to a deep appreciation of the presence of the Lord in our lives and in the life of the world. That's a desire that is present in people who believe. And part of the scriptures are an instruction to us about that precise desire. In the stories that are recounted in the scriptures of Jesus and his disciples after the resurrection, there are two significant aspects that repeat themselves again and again and again. The first is that Jesus comes to them, and in the course of his conversation with them, he opens their minds and their hearts to the Scripture, to the Word of God. That gift of the Spirit by which the Word of God touches deeply the heart and the spirit of the believer is an integral part of what it is to be called to holiness, to be nurtured and nourished on the Word of God. The first of the Psalms describes the activity of the person who is just, the person who is righteous, the person who is in right relationship with God. It says that this person chews on the Word of God, meditates on the Word of God, day and night. That it is the Word of God that rings through the soul of the believer. So the first part of the answer to holiness is that the disciples are asked to become and to grow as people of the Word. The second aspect that is so often found in those appearances of Jesus to his disciples is that those appearances take place around the table, or figuratively around the table. On the night of the resurrection, Jesus appears to them in the upper room, the place where the supper of the Lord occurred. And then a week later, he's back in that upper room, and this time with Thomas. Earlier in today's gospel, those two disciples on their way to the town of Emmaus meet Jesus on the road, but they don't recognize him, and he opens to them the words of the scriptures. They ask him to stay with them. He asks them to stay with him. They go into the house, and at the table, he takes bread and he breaks it and he gives it to them. And their eyes are opened and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And there are other examples as well where Jesus gathers with his disciples at the table. And so the second aspect of the growth in holiness is at the table of the Lord. What you and I do week after week after week, we come and we celebrate the mystery of Christ. We do as he asked of us the night he died. Whenever you do this in memory of me. We take the bread of life, the cup of salvation, and we receive the Lord truly present among us. And we are invited bit by bit, slowly, over time, to be transformed into the very image of Christ. You see, for the early church, holiness was not something very complex. It had to do with being obedient to the Word of God, to allow oneself to stand under the light of that Word, and then to gather at the table of the Lord, and bit by bit, week by week, month by month, year by year, walk more deeply in that mystery of Christ. And the history of the church is that from the very beginning, that's what people did. People who were learned and people who were simple, people who had opportunities and people who didn't have many opportunities, people who were young and people who were old, that's what they did week by week, month by month, year by year. And the fruit of that is holiness. The fruit of that is deepening of that right relationship between God and creature, and a deepened sense of who one is in light of the mystery of Christ. So, what we do every week as we gather, we listen to the Word. Now, I would encourage you to listen to the Word as if you've never heard it before. You see, one of the pitfalls that you and I have is that we've heard that Word so many times, that we believe that we already have exhausted it, that it's the same old passage again and again and again. And in so doing, we miss the opportunity to hear what it is that the Lord would have us hear this day. So I encourage you, when you open your ears to listen to the reading, do it as if you're hearing it for the first time. And allow the words to ring through you and to paint for you a picture. Those words are very important. Any author who writes chooses the words carefully. And the words that the sacred author chose were chosen for a reason. There is a message to be given to us. But not only a message of the head, a message of intellectual understanding, much more a message of the heart. What I would bet you is that every time you listen to the Word, and when you try to listen to the Word in a fresh manner, as if you had not heard that Word before, what I'm willing to bet you is that more often than not, there is a word or a phrase or an image that will jump out at you, that will grab your attention. And that's the gift you're to sit with that day. That's the Spirit speaking through the Word. That is the Scripture coming alive. That's what Jesus did for those disciples. He opened their minds and their hearts to the Word of God. That's the first thing we do when we gather as people of faith. We listen to the Word. And then the second thing we do is we gather here at the table of the Lord. Just as from the very earliest days, the disciples of Jesus gathered. And we remember the suffering and the dying and the rising in glory and the sending forth of the Holy Spirit. And what we know is that mystery of Christ, that is not just a historical event. It is an ongoing event. Jesus continues to suffer, die, rise in glory in the men and women of faith who are that community of believers. In remembering what Jesus did, that reality comes alive within us. That's the sacrament. That's the effect of the prayer that we pray. That the Spirit of God lifts up within us the very mystery of Christ. So the call to holiness, the call to discipleship, to life in Christ, that call is echoed in the Word of God and in the sacrament of the altar. Almost 50 years ago, when Pope John the 23rd was asked to describe what it is to be a disciple of Jesus, he said very simply, "We are people of the book, and we are people of the cup." We're people of the Scriptures, and we're people of the Eucharist. It's with that conviction and in that tradition of faith that you and I gather here today, hearing the Word, allowing that Word to sink in, and celebrating the mystery of the risen Lord.